This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the Roots on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, is with you here on USA Radio Network. Oh, wait a minute. My great friend Richie will get angry if I don't redo that. The Roots on fire! He loves when I do that enthusiastically, so I just try and do it enthusiastically, and he's probably right. I do everything enthusiastically, and that one I do kind of laid back. So why should I be out of character just on the Roots on fire, when it could be the Roots on fire! So, look, I think the election was clearly stolen. I think Trump won the election. And Wisconsin is now moving forward with an election forensic audit. Lots of good things are happening. I think we're going to prove we won Arizona. We're going to prove we won Wisconsin. We're going to prove we won Pennsylvania. We're going to prove we won Georgia. And hopefully, God willing, we're going to prove we won Michigan. Those are the five states I said from day one. And then you could tack on my home state of Nevada. But I said from day one, I was the only guy who got it. I don't know why Republicans are so delusional and blind and deaf and dumb in this state. But I said again and again on this show, we were never going to win Nevada. Because Steve Sisolak's a corrupt crook, and he's never going to let you win Nevada. And once we lost Nevada, I said, we're never going to get a recount, and we're never going to get a fair shot in court. All the judges are Democrats. They're all owned by the deep state. They won't admit that Trump won. They won't admit that Trump had more votes, and Democrats used COVID and mail-in ballots and no voter ID to steal this state and to steal all six states that I mentioned, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, six states outright stolen. There were others that may have been stolen. There were certainly counties in many other states that need a forensic audit and could have been stolen as well. Even in deep blue states, there were counties that I think Trump won and Democrats cheated like crazy and brought home the bacon with no voter ID and forensic audits. And look what happens when you put Democrats in charge. Former Senator Barbara Boxer assaulted and robbed in Oakland. She's 80 years old. She was attacked in Oakland's Jack London Square. The assailant pushed her in the back, stole her cell phone, and jumped in a waiting car. She's thankful she was not seriously injured. The Oakland Police Department is offering a reward of up to $2,000 for an arrest in the case. And by the way, she tweeted out, Barbara Boxer. So, again, you know, a lot of times everything I say on this show is questioned by liberals, and it's all nothing but raw truth. Barbara Boxer admits she was mugged in the middle of Oakland, and the police have offered a $2,000 reward. This is going on in every inner city in America, every big city, every inner city, every urban area, every black majority area of America, every minority majority area of America. They're all run by Democrats, and they are killing zones. And you know what nobody recognizes? The only reason it's all black-on-black crime is because everyone who isn't black steers away from the neighborhoods. There's no whites. There's no Asians. There's not even smart Latinos that go near inner-city neighborhoods because they fear they'll be killed. So it's all black-on-black crime because the only people that go near those neighborhoods are black. Good, hard-working, law-abiding black people who have to get to and from work. So they go out in the day and they go out at night, come home at night, and they get mugged, they get robbed, they get shot out, they get killed. They get home invasion, robberied. They get carjacked. But there's not a white person within miles of a black inner city. That's why it's not black on white crime. It's only black on black crime because there's no white people in the neighborhood. Can anyone be honest in America anymore? Is there any white person who goes near a super dangerous minority majority neighborhood? No. That's why it's all black on black crime. Good people, Let's state that out loud up front. And the 2% that are criminals go after whoever is a target of opportunity in the neighborhood. And there's no white people anywhere near an inner city neighborhood anymore, for sure. Maybe in the 1950s, 1960s, even 1970s. Today, they don't go near neighborhoods like that. And so the only targets of opportunity are either an elderly black person walking around or a young black person coming back from school or some black person getting back from work. And that's why I've always argued that Black Lives Matter is a fraud and that defund the police is a joke and a fraud. Nobody is hurt more by the defunding of the police than black people in dangerous, high-crime neighborhoods. There are so many nice black people trapped behind enemy lines in neighborhoods like that who can't get out, can't afford to leave, or their job is there. And if you defund the police, they're going to be killed, or their children will be killed going to or from school. And President Trump, I think, said it best. On Monday, former California Senator Barbara Boxer assaulted and robbed in Oakland, 80 years old. And on Tuesday, President Trump today released a statement. And here it is. You got to hear it. Former California Senator Barbara Boxer was savagely assaulted and robbed yesterday in Oakland, where they defunded the police. Our once great cities like New York, Detroit, San Francisco, and so many others have become a paradise for criminals because of Democrats. We must give power back to police or America will never be safe. We cannot let communist Democrats destroy our great cities. If we don't stop them, our communities and our country will be lost forever. So there's Trump brave enough to speak out about the same things I always do, about what hell holes every Democrat-run inner city, majority-minority inner city is in America. And second of all, there's Trump bold enough to call them communist Democrats. He didn't even call them socialist Democrats. He called them communist Democrats. And, you know, if there's anything I hate more than a communist or a socialist or a Marxist, it's a hypocrite. I just hate hypocrites. When I was a kid growing up, I witnessed hypocrisy at the highest levels. I grew up in a town that was majority minority, mostly black. When I was growing up, there were no Hispanics. It was just black. There were no Asians. It was just black or white. That's everybody who lived in Mount Vernon, New York, was black or white. It was probably like 0.5% Asian, 1% Jewish, like 10% Italian-American, and 90% black was the high school I went to. And the town was not much different. And all the Jewish liberals, and I could say that because I'm Jewish, and I went to a synagogue, and I knew all the Jewish liberals, so I'm allowed to say the truth. Just like when I was asked, when you ran for president in 2008, you ran against Barack Obama. He was your college classmate. What did you think of him at Columbia? And I said, never saw him. Never heard of him. Never met him. Don't know anyone who's ever heard of him or met him. Not one person at Columbia has ever heard of Obama or met Obama. I was just telling the truth. I got in so much trouble because liberals don't want to hear the truth. They wanted me to make something up. I think back and often. You know, I often think back and I say, I should have just told everyone. I knew him well. And he was a coke dealer and a heroin user. And I watched him use lots of drugs and take advantage of women. That's what I should have said. But it wouldn't have been true, and I don't ever lie. I just tell the truth at all times. I'm like George Washington. I cannot tell a lie. It doesn't matter who it offends, I tell the truth. So I said, never met him, never heard of him, never saw him. Knew everyone at Columbia, knew everyone in the political science department, knew everyone who was pre-law. There was no Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm the same way when it comes to what's going on the streets of every inner city in America. They're all black cities run by 100% Democrats who are, in fact, communists. And when I went to Columbia, I met them all. They're all communists. Terrible, terrible communists. But anyway, back to Mount Vernon, New York. So all the Jewish parents of my Jewish friends in Mount Vernon, New York, all big liberal Democrats, they all campaigned and fought for school busing and equality and social justice. And guess what happened? They got it. We had school busing. The entire school turned black because every Jewish kid that fought for it and every Jewish parent that fought for it, they immediately took their kids out and put them in private school. And most of the Italians took their kids out and put them in Catholic school. So the only thing left was all blacks in the school and Wainwright went to an all-black school. All because liberals are the biggest hypocrites in the world. It's not due to being Jewish. It just so happened the liberals I knew in New York were very Jewish liberal. And liberal Jews and liberals in general are a bunch of hypocrites. They all claim they love black people, but they live in all-white neighborhoods, and they send their kids to all-white private schools. And when they go out to eat at night, it's in Scarsdale, New York, at a white restaurant, all white restaurant, only white diners. They've never even gotten near a black person other than a maid who might clean their toilet bowls. That's it. It's the only black person they've ever met. And they all fight for busing and social justice, but they don't want to live near black people. And the minute that they win and they make the school all black with busing, they take their kids out and send them to private schools that are all white. And I bring that up because there's a report out, Democrat mayors hired private security after defunding police. And the same story is true, by the way, of many celebrities and politicians, that they were all for defunding the police, but they have private security forces with guns around them. And their houses, of course, have a wall around them. Because they all say walls are no good. We don't need a wall. America doesn't need a wall. Why would you need a wall? How come there's a wall around your house? They can't give you an answer. Why is there a wall around Harry Reid's house? They can't give you an answer. Cannot. Just like they can't give you any answers about COVID. I was on One America News today. I'm on there all the time now. Seems like once or twice a week now. I'm a guest on One America News, OANTV. National TV network, very conservative. And I asked them a few very honest questions. And I said, I'll debate anyone. I'll debate Fauci. I'll debate any of the heads of the CDC. I'll debate anyone in Biden's administration. I'll debate any medical expert. Are questions allowed? How about a debate? I'll debate anyone who disagrees with me. Here are the questions. If the COVID shot works, how come you need a mask? How come everywhere they want you to wear a mask with a COVID shot? Must not work. If the COVID shot works, why do you care if I got the shot? If the COVID shot worked, you're safe, right? You're protected. Why would you care if I got a shot? And if the COVID shot works, why are so many vaccinated people getting sick? I know people all over America who have been vaccinated getting sick with COVID. I personally know many of them. Why is this happening? And if you put COVID deaths in the headlines, why can't you list the deaths from the COVID vaccine in the same headlines? Why won't you let me debate you?
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Like that, Richie? Was that good enough for you? It's become the new in-house joke. Everything is whether Richie's happy or not. It's the Richie Show. It's Richie's show from now on. Richie, it's yours. The Root's on fire! I am on fire. I told you yesterday. If you weren't listening to me yesterday, I get more fan mail now than I've ever had, even in the days when I had the number one hit on Newsmax TV in their number one primetime slot at 8 o'clock Eastern. I have so much fan mail, it's unbelievable. I can't answer it all. And almost every one of them says there's only two people in the world we believe anymore, Wayne Allen Root and Tucker Carlson. And you know I'm telling the truth because, you know, if it was up to me, I would just say, well, the fan mail says there's only one person we believe in, Wayne Allen Root. But all the fan mail, all of you share the same thing. Wayne Root and Tucker Carlson, the only two people in the world that tell the truth anymore. Can't trust anyone else, even in conservative media. They're all full of crap. They're all corporate. They're all being told what to say by their corporation. I don't have that problem with USA Radio or with my flagship station, 790 AM, KBET, the great Ed Stoltz, the great Fred Weinberg at USA. Great man who don't tell me what to say, don't get involved in my content. And so I can say what I want to say, and I tell the truth. The War Podcast, it's called War Raw. My podcast, War Raw, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. It's War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week. And the all-important Friday podcast is my weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present, instead of America's top 40 hits of music, it's America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week that conservatives need to hear. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, or Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? Download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. So let me get back to what I was saying. Questions that I would ask. I'm going to have to write a commentary about this next week. Questions that need to be asked about COVID, but no one will let you ask them. If the vaccine works, why would you care if I get a vaccine or not? How about this one? They just announced moments ago that on Friday we go back to masks indoors in Nevada. Can you imagine how stupid this is? Masks demanded indoors in Nevada. Not that it's any surprise to me. I knew it was coming. But it's so stupid. It's like stupid pet tricks. Let's go back to the exact things that didn't work the first time, that had no success whatsoever the first time. And let's traumatize all the kids who are going to go to school for the rest of their lives looking like bank robbers. This whole country is so screwed up. When I look around and I see everybody wearing a mask, they all look horrible. They look like bank robbers. They look like overly religious radical Muslims. Or they look like cancer survivors or cancer patients who are probably on death's door and aren't going to survive. And I can say that because I lost my mom and dad to cancer. And I remember walking through a hospital. And in a hospital, you see doctors with masks on. You occasionally see people with masks on because they're undergoing chemotherapy and any germ could kill them. And it's so depressing. You know, I'm the most positive guy in the world. I've never thought of suicide. When you walk through a cancer ward, you want to kill yourself. I don't know how any doctors or nurses work every day. How do they even make themselves get up in the morning and get out of their car and walk into a hospital to a cancer ward? I have no idea. These are wonderful people. I'm complimenting you, not attacking you. You're much nicer people than me. You're much better people than me. You're the nicest people in the world. But how you walk into a cancer ward every day knowing almost every person you touch is going to die. Every person you look at, wonderful people, they're going to die. My parents died 28 days apart. And when I look around, when I walk into a Costco and everyone's got a mask on but me, because up till now it was not the rule in Nevada. So I go into every store without a mask, every supermarket, every Costco, and everyone around me the last 2 weeks has a mask on. And I look around and I feel like I'm in a cancer ward and everyone's dying. It's a horrible look. Or everyone's a bank robber. You know, but you can't see anyone's personality. You can't see their face. You can't see their smile. It's terrible. So I would ask, if masks work, why are you worried if I'm wearing one? If vaccines work, why are you worried if I'm wearing a mask? If vaccines work, why are you worried if I've got a vaccine? And if the COVID shot is so great, why are so many people sick who've gotten the COVID vaccine? I don't think it's a vaccine, by the way. I think it's a shot. But just for argument's sake, they call it a vaccine, so I'll call it a vaccine. If the vaccine works, why are so many people who got the vaccine publicly sick? If the vaccine works, why can't you just say it works, it's effective, it's more, all in all, more positive than not. But Wayne's right, there have been a lot of deaths, and there have been a lot of crippling injuries and adverse serious medical episodes because of the vaccine. But it's still a tiny percent of the people, so you shouldn't worry. Why not say that? But instead, you lie and you cover up, and you make misstatements. You lie about it. Lots of people have died from the vaccine, and people are dying of COVID after getting the vaccine. Admit it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Tuesday made his first visit to an intelligence agency since assuming office.
After thanking the intelligence community, Biden was asked if he's concerned about the CDC causing confusion about COVID-19 with new guidelines recommending vaccinated people to wear masks indoors in certain areas.
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're showing enormous confusion. And the more we learn, the more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is now up to nearly 411,000 acres, the focus remaining on the northern edge of the fire where it's difficult to build containment lines. They're also working the eastern edge of the fire to protect the community of Summer Lake. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment is ASI, Asset Strategies International. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear from me every... Inflation is just massive. If you haven't bought yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to buy gold. And when I need gold, I go to Rich and Michael Chekin at Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver start to explode upward? Right now, prices are low, but they won't be forever. We have expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them War sent you, and you will get the best deal on planet Earth. So our guest is here, Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. When he was last on, we left some unfinished business. I told him I'd have him back. I think you were on just maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I said we'd have you back to talk about California, and so I'm a man of my word, and here we are. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Wayne. Great to be with you again.
All right, so the California recall election. Is there any chance, in your opinion, for a Newsom to be recalled?
Yes, there is. I say that for two reasons. One, the poll that we did in the middle of July showed that the gap between those who want to recall him and those who don't has fallen from over 20 points back in May to now 11 points. That's among likely California voters. So there's a trend in one direction. And the enthusiasm and the intensity and the interest in the recall is all on the pro-recall side, is all on the anti-Newsom side. So things have to continue in the direction they're heading, for sure, because if it was today, I think he survives. He probably survives relatively comfortably. But with the state of issues working against Newsom in California, with like L.A., Los Angeles has just brought in a mass mandate. Other jurisdictions are looking at doing the same. God, California might be locked down again by the time they have the September 14th recall. So there are plenty of reasons why the winds may continue to blow against Newsom and behind the pro-recall efforts. So it could. We're going to do another poll, a final poll, first week of September. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's looking pretty nip and tuck at that point. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think the gap will decrease from 11 now probably to single digits by then.
And explain to me how this works. I really don't understand the recall. First of all, they have to vote yes on recall. Then if they vote yes on recall, they've now voted for one of the other candidates. Is it whoever's in first wins, or does that one person have to beat Newsom if it's yes on recall?
No, it's whoever comes first in the second question. So you get one. You get the first question: do you want to recall the governor? And if most people, majority, say yes, then it's the second question, and that's simply: who do you want to be the next governor? And right now there are something like pushing 70, maybe over 70 candidates on that list. Only 10 or 12, you know, are really serious candidates in a competitive sense. But interestingly, whoever comes tops that second question, assuming Newsom was recalled, they don't have to get 50% plus one or anything like that. They just have to win. They just have to win a plurality. So with a crowded field, you know, you could win with 20, 25%. You might win with 15%. You know, it's very interesting, particularly in this race where there are a number of credible Republican candidates opposing Newsom, but none of them have set the world alight. There's no Arnold Schwarzenegger as there was in 2003. So this is unlikely to break heavily for one of those Newsom opponents, which means there's probably going to be a pack of them who are comparatively close in the final numbers. Should one of them have to...
Hey, Patrick, I've never disagreed with you. I'm going to disagree with you here. I think someone's broken way out of the pack. I think Larry Elder will win by a mile over all the people running against Newsom. I don't know if he's going to beat Newsom. Matter of fact, I am doubtful he's going to beat Newsom, but right. I think he's going to make it a close race. I do think he'll jump above this pack. Now, your polling was like a week ago or a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
I think if you polled
yeah.
today, Larry Elder would have a huge lead among all the opponents of Newsom.
I partially agree with you, Wayne, in that when we did the poll, Elder was just in the race, and in fact, it wasn't certain that he was going to be allowed to actually run.
Right.
But he survived. Right. He survived this ridiculous challenge to his, his candidacy, which is a good thing. And he's done well so far. And the other polls that have come out are showing him ahead. We've got him tied for third. Based on, 10, 12 days ago, early in the race, as I said, I think he has the potential to grow. He probably has more room. His ceiling is probably higher than the others who have all been at this now for a while. And he has just more charisma, et cetera. And as a radio guy, he has a natural audience and a natural ability to communicate his message. So I wouldn't be surprised if that final poll of ours first week of September shows him in first or second place. I don't know if he'll have a large lead, but again, I'm not certain that anyone will break out. But what you foresee could certainly happen. I think he's definitely, if he isn't the leading contender, he's one of the top two or three, no question.
Yeah, I'll stick my neck out and say he's going to be the leader and no one else is even going to be close. And as a month goes by, we get close to the recall, I think everyone will either drop out or announce their supporters should move to Larry Elder, and it'll wind up being like really basically a two-man race, Elder and Gavin Newsom. But I just don't think Elder can win. I think, when you look at California's makeup and all the illegal aliens voting and all the felons voting and everything else, I think Democrats just win every election. Even if it's only by 10 points or 5 points, I think Elder goes down to defeat. But explain something to me. I'm still not certain how this works. So say people vote yes, we want a recall. And so yes wins. So now you go to the second question, who are you voting for? What if the vote is Newsom 45% and then everybody else gets 9%, 9%, 8%, 3%, 2%, 1%? Then Newsom wins, right? It's Newsom against everybody else. It's not like once you say yes, I want a recall, Newsom's out of it, and then it's one of the others. It's Newsom included in the people you could vote for, correct?
No, it's not.
So Newsom's gone. He's eliminated. If you vote yes on recall and it wins, then he's eliminated.
Yeah. If question number one is defeated, if Newsom survives the recall, then question two is redundant. It's moot. But if question one succeeds and Newsom is recalled, then he's out.
Got it. Okay, so I didn't understand that. So at that point, Larry Elder really could be the next governor of California.
Absolutely.
Because all he has to do is win by 1 point over all the rest, right?
Correct.
This is what's fascinating about it. Right.
This is exactly.
So the whole ball game is whether you vote yes or no for recall, and if we can get a majority to vote yes for recall, then it's definitely not going to be Newsom who's the standing guy, because he doesn't count in the vote. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. This is why when this happened in California, when Schwarzenegger won, when Gray Davis, the Democratic governor, was looking like he might be toast on the first question, the Democrats threw in, I think it was the Speaker of the Assembly, a well-known political player, so that Democratic voters would have a Democrat to vote for if Davis went down, right? And that looked like it might work. It didn't work. But this time around, the Democrats are either being so confident or so lazy and so
ignorant.
Exactly. That they don't have anybody if it's not Newsom. It's Newsom or bust.
I got it. Now I understand it. Okay. Well, I think Larry Elder will win this thing, running away as far as the field other than Newsom. But the question is, will people vote for a recall or not? And I just don't have any faith that people are smart enough in California to throw out Newsom. And I don't have any faith that the elections are not rigged. I think they're rigged and too many mail-in ballots. By the way, is mail-in ballot allowed for this recall, just like in a general election?
Yeah. What's happening is that in mid-August, the state is mailing out a recall ballot to every registered voter, whether they've asked for it or not.
Right. Yeah.
Now, so that is
disaster.
The big cloud. That's the unknown, right? Or maybe some people say, a former Secretary of Defense said, Rumsfeld said, known unknowns, and that may be the largest one. Now, some Republicans think counterintuitively it will help them because anyone who wants to get rid of Newsom doesn't have to go to much trouble to do it. They're just going to fill this thing in and send it back. But, of course, I think some of us think it's
lots
probably going to skew the other way.
Yeah, lots of fraud. I don't agree it helps Republicans in any way, shape, or form. All right. It turns out here in the notes for our interview that you said you loved my black reparations commentary. You think it's good messaging for the GOP, and you're going to do a poll on the public's thoughts on reparations for blacks. So is that something coming up in the next few days? You're going to do that?
Yeah, we're going to do this, looks like, over the next week, 10 days. We're going to look at some of these quote-unquote racial justice issues. We're going to look at reparations specifically. And having read your, I think, just excellent piece, your position, about,
Democrats owe the money.
Let's make the people responsible pay, I think it's so counterintuitive and such potentially effective messaging. It's because what it does, in a nutshell, is it puts the people who are always on offense and always got the virtue signaling and always the moral ones, the moral superiority, puts them on the defense, paints themselves into their own corner.
That's it.
Right?
Democrats run every black city in America. They're in charge. They take the blame. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Thank you, Patrick.
An amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizeHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try it. And it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty CBD. I work out hard every day. I turned 60 just a couple weeks ago, and working out caused some serious aches and pains if you're over the age of 40 or 50 or let alone 60. And my great buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback and Redskins quarterback. Isn't radio great? I've become buddies with all kinds of interesting people. Don Trump Jr. texts me all the time. Jay Schrader, quarterback, texts me all the time. It's just a lot of great friends, a lot of great people. And I would have never known them if it wasn't for radio. So it's really wonderful. And Jay said, man, you've got to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Or actually said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD, which is found at SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. And so, oh, and Kevin Sorbo, there's a major movie star that's a buddy of mine, right? I mean, I've got some great buddies all because of radio. If I don't do this radio show, I don't meet people like that. And now Kevin Sorbo's a buddy. He played Hercules in I think it was the most successful syndicated TV series in the history of syndication or something like that. Or one of the top three. Actually, Baywatch, I think, was the most successful syndicated show in the history of syndication. But his was very close second or third, right up there. And he was Hercules. And he's my buddy. Jay said I had to try Sons of Liberty CBD and it would heal my body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Best quality CBD. It's hard to find quality CBD. It's not easy. This is the highest quality CBD. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. It's the same hang up as me. I don't do drugs. And I've never smoked pot in my life. Never put a joint to my mouth in my life. I will never smoke pot. But guess what? CBD is not pot. And it won't get you high. So it's all cool. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount up to 25% off every product, every purchase, if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. So if you were with us yesterday, you know that I wrote a commentary that came out today in the Washington Times. How cool is that? It was actually today in the Washington Times online and tomorrow in the actual newspaper, the Washington Times. And the gist of the commentary was that unvaccinated people are not the ones causing COVID. Illegal freaking aliens are the ones causing COVID. Joe Biden, by leaving the border open, brought upon us this new nightmare, which now Nevada's announced, starting Friday, you got to wear masks again, indoors. Thank God we're not so insane like California or New York, where everybody wears masks outdoors. Go to New York. Check it out. My friends send me videos all the time. People walk down the street in New York, they've all got masks on, outdoors. I mean, I've studied COVID more than anybody in the world outside of scientists and doctors. There's no member of the media who studied COVID more than me. There is zero chance of ever getting COVID outdoors. You can't get COVID outdoors. You can't get COVID walking around in a crowd outdoors. You can't. It is so infinitesimal, it's zero. So why would anyone ever wear a mask outdoors? I mean, I like to debate masks indoors, too, but outdoors, nobody ever needs a mask. And so anyone who wears a mask outdoors is like the biggest moron the world's ever known. You cannot get COVID outdoors. The odds are so slim as to be zero. And as a matter of fact, I remember at the beginning of COVID, so I'm going back to March of 2020. I read an article in New England Journal of Medicine. There we go. The New England Journal of Medicine. How, you don't get more science than New England Journal of Medicine, right? That's as science as you get. Science, quote unquote. And I remember them saying that masks are of no use outdoors at all, and that masks are of no use indoors unless you're a doctor in a hospital setting. If you're a doctor in a hospital setting, you need a mask. There's so many sick people, and the germs are everywhere, and it's also so that you don't blow germs on other people while you're operating on them, and you've cut their, sliced their stomach open. There's a reason why a doctor has to wear a mask, but people don't need to wear a mask because it does virtually no good, and the germ is smaller than the hole in the mask. But the more important issue is who's spreading COVID. It's not unvaccinated people. It's not conservatives, you idiots. It's not southern rednecks, as liberals call them. It's illegal aliens. A massive release of illegal families at the Texas border continues. A massive release. Univision has Spanish-speaking correspondents on the U.S. border. They can report on what they see happening. The U.S. mainstream fake news media refuses to report on this dangerous invasion. A record number of illegal border crossers are being released now on the border. So Biden is letting all the illegals of the world come in particular to invade Texas. And you wonder why people are sick in Texas. And lots of people have COVID in Las Vegas. You know why? Because Vegas is filled with illegal aliens. Here's another article. 50,000 illegal aliens who cross the border are released into the U.S. without a court date. No mandatory vaccinations, no contact tracing. And they're not wearing masks. Only Americans have to wear masks. Only dumb Americans. Only white people who vote Republican have to wear masks in the hot heat and get vaccinated and get locked down. How come there's no lockdowns of illegal aliens? Why is there a lockdown on the border? Why is everybody locked into Mexico? Locked into Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras? Why are they allowed to move around? Here's another article. Over 40,000 mostly unvaccinated migrants released by Biden skip out on ICE appointments. If you wonder where COVID's coming from, you have to look far. It's all at the border. COVID is coming in the border. Biden is the COVID president.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.